go. I don't know the time, but...
Okay. So good morning. So we've been learning Hilchos Yom Tov, and as I said on Friday, one of the most famous halachos of Yom Tov, which are the first few words of the Masechtas Yom Tov, or Masechtas Be'or, is Be'or Shenoldo B'Yom Tov, the egg that is laid on Yom Tov. So the egg wasn't around yesterday, and it was laid on Yom Tov. And here we have our interactive display. If you like, it's plastic. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'll help on him. Yeah. So, the pasuk says, "Vehechinu es asher yoviu," that you have to prepare for Shabbos and who are in Yom Tov. The preparations for Yom Tov should be done before Yom Tov, and therefore anything that was not muchon on erev Yom Tov, you can't use on Yom Tov. So, Chazal say that so therefore that's the Issur Torah. The Issur Torah is to eat something which was not muchon on Erev Yom Tov. Chazal came along and added an Issur Muktzah to it and said, not only can you not eat it, but v'bald you can't eat it. Your Muktzah, your mind from it, you don't have in mind that you're going to use this egg, that you're going to eat this egg on Erev Yom Tov. It's not something that comes into your mind. Therefore, we're going to asser it with an issa of muktzah. And in fact, the egg is a very, very good choice, because the first halacha in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. By the way, Chazal say that whenever you're learning, it helps to make simonim, pictures or abbreviations or something like that. You make simon so that you can remember something. So Siman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel is Din Beitzo Shenoldo B'Yom Tov, the din of an egg which is laid on Yom Tov. And Tov Kuf Yud Gimel is, to me, take egg. Tov Kuf Yud Gimel, take egg. So therefore, if I remember, if I'll be discussing it with somebody else, or to later today, you say, yeah, it's halacha, Beitzo Shenoldo B'Yom Tov, Simon, take egg, Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. I'll go upon him. So what Chazal were doing, what the Rabbonon in it is, the Doraisa is that it has to be Mucham Erev Yom Tov. The drabonon is that we're going to add an issa muktza to it and say that you can't move it either. Not only can you not eat it, but you can't move it either. And Chazal say, Beit Shnol de Biontov, also ligabo, the first halacha. You're not allowed to touch it. And they say, why are you not allowed to touch it? I'm allowed to touch muktza. I'm not allowed to move muktza. I can touch a car on Shabbos. Yeah, I can put my finger on it. I mean, if I'm very, very strong, I can't move the car. Yeah, but you're allowed to touch muktza, you're just not allowed. But an egg that's standing on the surface, right, it's impossible, virtually impossible, to touch that egg without moving it. Yeah? That's it. If it's on a flat surface, it's quite impossible to take an egg and to touch it and to move it. Therefore, as far as the egg is concerned, I know you can lay it on a piece of cloth or something like that, or you can put it in an egg cup, and then it won't move around, in which case it won't be muktzah to touch. But an egg that's just standing or just lying on a surface, yeah, you can't move. An egg that's just lying on the surface, also ligabo, you can't touch it, because by touching it, you will always move it. And the issa drabonon in it is muktza, the issa deraisa is muchon. And tomorrow we'll get on to the dinim of noilad. Sure, perfect timing. Is there a handout to... Torreway, Northwest London, Chov Zayin Iyo, Sunday the 25th of May, Meinar Avraham David Halpin Shlita, learning before Birchas HaTorah. This week's Torreway has been sponsored, Lichvoid HaSimchas HaNesuin of Yossi Lerner with Esther Rosenthal, which will happen for Mazel Tov and Yirtzeh Hashem on Yud Gimel Sivan, and the Aliyah was yesterday. Yerotzen Sheivnu Bais Neman Bi Yisrael L'Shem U'L'Sehilo, and also as a schus for all the Chayolim and all the Nedorim that they should all return home b'Sholem.
Amen. Good morning, Rabbi Yitzhak. We're about nearly there. Kabbal Satzayra. Anything Birch Satzayra. Birch Satzayra is the only two bruchas which we have in the Torah, which l'chayav l'atrof shitzes, is a chiyav d'oraisa. Nafkamina l'gav a sufik. It's a d'oraisa chiyav l'gav a two nafkamina. L'gav a mitzvah shechz kabuna. Nafin zinum we're doing it a mitzvah d'oraisa. But Rabuna also we have to have mitzvah kabuna. But the eved by Rabuna is meyotze v'lot k'vat kabuna. I don't mean kabuna peres hamiris. Kabuna are we doing a mitzvah? And by Berchatoyin and Berchamuzan d'oraisa. It's an interesting discussion we're going to have now. Yes, Shem. Siv Aleph, Yishel Chanuruch. Machaba of Shechanuruch duka maharar b'divra Torah. Somebody wants to think of Torah. Eile Tzorach Avruch. He doesn't need to berchta Torah. He can think Torah without a bruch. Dukta Vilna Gurun. V'zeh l'shoyin. Ava kol zeh Tzorach yin. Dekan mavurach ala mitzvah. Emachta bruch for the mitzvah. Shekidshuni b'mitzvah yisuh v'tzivuni la'asik b'divra Torah. V'chilek mitzvah behirah. Aren't we making a mitzvah beheret of the Torah? While the name of a giso by yom v'laylo, and a giso means by machshava as if that hegyon lebi. The bruach of gavalt ke kasha heret of the Torah zeche is a mitzvah. By the way, that shachnuch harav and luchas talmud Torah zok that the ik mitzvah der limud haTorah has to be bepeh. Either you speak Torah or shomeya koyne, like we all do now, is also bepeh. And one should, where possible, one should not use hirer. But sometimes when you need to concentrate, and if when you talk, it's shvei, you have to think about it, then you can use hirer. So,
Shachnuch
is shomeya koyne. Shomeya koyne is like
to tape.
Tape, takanish. Shomeya is shomeya koyne. So, but, Nachomu, the rules that they include. Hera b'divra Torah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah. I'm just saying, Shechanuch HaRav is machmir in the Inyan, if it's possible, b'pei or shumayek oina, one should use pei and shumayek oina, not hera. But it's as moida as hera is a mitzvah. I mean, the Gemara aligns it also that pei is much more powerful. It's chayim haim l'moitzayim b'pei, it brings chayis. The schis of Torah b'pei is greater than. But certainly it's a mitzvah. Here the Torah is a mitzvah. I want to go, hopefully cover six kashas in the Hantik Shia. We've gone through Pesach with four kashas, so here we have just six kashas. The first kasha is the Vilna-Gon's kasha. Try and find it. It's terrible. The second kasha, the illusion of a Shechnura, is Einay Tzurech Leburach. I checked on the computer. Normally, the lush of Shechanuch is not Einay Tzurech Leburach. It's Einay Mavurach. Listen, this is Einay Mavurach, Einay Mavurach. He said Einay Tzurech Leburach. Something is hidden here. The only mitzvah which we have two bruchas, well, not only two bruchas, but also we have more than one brucha. Bruchas of Torah have two bruchas. As I can see, it's a last mitzvah of Torah and it's a bruch abuni. Why are there two bruchas? A brucha is one brucha. The halucha is if somebody has a suffix, if he said bruchas of Torah, he has to say it again on the suffix. But the Mishabir says he should only say, because it's a suffix, he should only say the second brucha. He shouldn't say the first brucha. By the way, if he reminds himself after davening, it's a bit anders, because Ahava Soilam, Ahava Rabu, is also considered Berchas HaTorah, so it's a machlokes in Shech Nuruch, if you have to learn afterwards or the Nish. But certainly if it's before davening, it doesn't remember if he said Berchas HaTorah, he has to say it again. Zukta Mishabir, he shouldn't say both bruchos, he should only say Shibuch Abuni Hame'ilah Sheva bruchos. One in Gemura Amor of the Uretz, Hawaii was the Chol Bas Mikdash, Shelei Baruch HaBetar Yitzchil, and the Ran says it wasn't chushev enough in their eyes to make a brucha. It wasn't chushev enough in their eyes, but it was printed in the Siddur. Anois and Asech, we know they said, yes, and Pekeach Ivan they said, so why didn't they left out this page? Och, Shvetz of Ashtayim. It wasn't chushev enough for them to say a brucha, but in the Siddur state, it was less chushev than Hanus and Leav Koyach, but it was a pshat. The lushan shalai berech b'toyr tchila, shalai berech tchila. I want to come up with an idea. The Shagat Arya zukt, what's a pshat in Shechanurach, ha-mahara b'divar toyr ha-eindet chayv levurach. The Vilna Gaon flekta gavaltik ha-kashe, the mitzvah of the libadat toyr is tzai b'hira, tzai b'divar. The Gemara learns out midaraisa berachas haTorah from a pusik, ki shem Hashem ekru, hovi goydel elekaini, So Chazal, Shem Hashem Ekro, she explains, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro refers to Torah. The Torah is Shmois of Shel HaKudosh Baruch Hu. Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, when I'm learning the Torah of the Eibishter, who be good at Elokein, you have to make a brucha. And that's the Deraisa mitzvah of making a brucha on Berachas HaTorah. And the Lushan Ekro is Dagmun HaChagiga Rashi, Kriya Mait Mahashkumas Koyli. Kriya doesn't mean what we call reading with the eyes. Kriya means reading with the mouth. It's Kishayim Hashem Ekro, Zuk Lashak Zahari, Zuk Sipshat Shechanuk. Kishayim Hashem Ekro has to be Bepeh. If it's Behira, there's no din of Kishayim Hashem Ekro, we go to the Lakhani. As though Zuk Shak Zahari is Mazbe, the Shitta Samachava. Kim the Stipler, then Sev, and another say, of a self-called, the Zuk Sipshat the Vilnagun. Pshat Zahari, the Vilnagun, Zuk Enachanama. Kishayim Hashem Ekro only refers to Dibra Torah Bepeh. But still, there certainly is a mitzvah of Maharab, Dibra Torah. So like every mitzvah has got a brucha, a second tzvila mitzvah for yourself, there has to be a brucha for her also. It's not the brucha of Kishem Hashem Ekro V'Goyim Delelakayni. It's a normal brucha mitzvah. According to this, you've got two different types of bruchas. The first, the brucha of a brucha Torah, midoraisa is only bedibur, if you're learning bedibur. If it's behira, there's no din doraisa, but there's a mitzvah drabunon of brucha mitzvah. That was enough kamina. And it's Kenzan, this is Taka Pshat, from the Tzvai Bruchas. The first Brucha Shekid Shuni Mitzvahis of Shuni Lasi Pidra Soyri is the Birchas HaMitzvahis. And the second Brucha Shebuch HaBuni Mekol HaAmim is Asher Kishem Hashem Ekru V'Goyed El Elokayni. And the Emes is Asher Buch HaBuni Mekol HaAmim brings out this Nikita. The Lushan in the Ritzv Shevel Zuk, the Briskul of Vod Gzuk, B'Shem Zan Frut, B'Chaim Briskul, as Kishem Hashem Ekru Tzat, the Cheftze Fin Torah needs a Brucha. A Muslim have a painting, a beautiful painting, is. You don't just hang it up, you put a frame around it, makes a nice frame to enhance it. Torah is a zach, chush of a zach, the presentation, it needs a bruch al zach shivas from Torah. Torah is a chush of a zach, you don't just pounce on a Mishnah or a Gemara. Before you say, you learn, and there's a Lushan Ramban at the end of base. Mitzvah shen es tavini, one of the Tarek mitzvahs, the Berachas HaTorah shen es tavini, commanded, lahoydes l'shmo yisburach, v'chol eis nekro b'toyra, ala toivah ha-gdoylo sh'usu luni, the Rebbe gave us a gwalt of the Torah, b'sitoy toiruso yalayni, v'hoydi ayni amas, m'rtiyem l'fun, l'shem hem nil chachay al mabu, toira zach, chush v'zach, that we're supposed to make a bruch, but that's not the same thing as Berachas HaMitzvahs. Berachas HaMitzvahs on every mitzvah, shay kentunim, m'toyis, t'swini, ala t'ilis, t'doim, or tefillin is a bracha mitzvah, but Torah is a different geder. Torah is a chshivas, is a rachush v'zach that it needs a bruch, and that's the bruch hashabuch habuni. Is a lushan fin the Torah somewhere. The Torah says on brachas haTorah. Somewhere in the sheet I bring down. According to the Torah, that when you, in the middle of Dalit. Yes, Brucha, the Torah brings the two Bruchas. You can say in Dalit. Lefian al Yesh Beis, Mina Berchas HaTorah. This is my Lushan, not the Torah. One is with the right, so when you're speaking Torah Bepeh, that's the din of Kishem Hashem Ekru HaBegoyed El Elokeini. That's only when you speak Bepeh. The Beis is Rabunon Berchas HaMitzvahs. So that's the two bruchas which we have. The first brucha is Berachas HaMitzvahs, Shekid Shuni, B'mitzvoyis, B'tzivuni, La'asek, B'divrei Torah, Berachas HaMitzvahs. Asher Bruch HaBuni is on the Chashivas of Torah. The Torah. Oid yesh brucha acheres. The Torah says there's a second brucha. Bruch Hashem Elokeinu b'chol ma'aseh, Asher Bruch HaBuni b'chol amim, V'luz alun yesh Torah, Bruch Hashem Elokeinu b'chol amim, V'chaven, you should have it then every day. It's important to do this. Yechaven b'berchuse. When we say Berachas HaTorah in the morning, Asher Bruch HaBuni, we should have it then. Al ma'amad har Sinai. We have to remember every day, Pusik Torah, Rak, Yishum, Elchu, Shumay Napshu, Penetrichas, Sadvul, Masher, Yoyanechu, Yom, Masher, 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 it's a mitzvah to remember every day, Ma'amad HaSinai. So when we make the Bruch, Asher, Bruch, Abuni, Mechalamim, we should remember, Asher, Bruch, Abuni, Mechalamim, V'kevuni, Lefnai, HaSinai, we don't say these words in the Bruch, but when we say Asher, Bruch, Abuni, we should think about it. V'heshmiyun of Dvur of Mitoi Chuaish, he adds another few words, it was Mitoi Chuaish, like Walter Gamama, Mamad, Venusan Lunas Tosha, she based Chayani Klein Hamduso, she Mr. Shayaba Bokhoyan, the Chivas, the Chavivas of Torah. So it seems to be quite clear. There's two din, First bruchah is a normal bruchah of mitzvahs. Then there's a bruchah al tachshivas, tachavivas, or as they say in the mitzvah shevel, the cheftz of Torah needs a bruchah. If we go with this mahalach.
So the last week is the drabonon.
The first one.
That's the bruchah of mitzvah.
Yeah, that's
the drabonon.
Yeah. But Rabboni is Maharaj. And that explains why in a Sufik we only say Shabbat Rabboni. Because in Berachah Mitzvah on a Sufik, it's a Rabboni, you don't repeat it. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says Hame'il Sheba Bruchis. Hame'il. But according to what we're saying now is, the first Bruchah is Berachah Mitzvah on a Sufik, you don't repeat it. The second, which is the Raisa, you do repeat it. It's a Medig. Why Taka, you only repeat the second one, not the first one? Berachas of Mazoi, the Berachas HaMitzvahs, Rabbonan and Machayev to make a brucha before you do a mitzvah. Berachas HaMitzvahs, you know, is not ma'akev. If you forgot to make a brucha, you'd be yosef. But I tell you, have to make a brucha. Certainly, one shouldn't be mezalzel, and you must make a brucha. You don't do a mitzvah without a brucha. The Mishnah, somebody can't make a brucha, he shouldn't be telling him trimmer, somebody else will do it because he's losing the brucha. Avada, one mustn't be in a vatel the brucha. What happens if somebody, for whatever reason, is oinus, he can't make the brucha? He hasn't got a siddur. So the chashuna is stuck somewhere. He knows how to blow shofar. He doesn't know the brucha on the shofar. He'll blow shofar without the brucha. It's nishma'akev. Avada l'chila, one has to make sure that you make the brucha. You don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah of making a brucha. But if, for whatever reason, you can't, it's not ma'akev. The mitzvah can be done. There's no issue to do a mitzvah without a brucha. And I found the Bi'al Lucha also towards the end of Gimel. Bi'al Lucha. Heichen Matzilin Yishu'usa Lekai Mitzvah Kashagif Ayin Luk. Let's say he's not clean and they can't make a brucha, but the mitzvah he can do, he can put on the tzitzis. In the morning we get up, we put on tzitzis. We might not be in a state to make a brucha. We put on tzitzis, we make the brucha later. There's no issue to do a mitzvah before the brucha. Oy, b'mukum shayin luki. Heim usa lilbosh tali saldalat kampus kashagif Ayin Luk Ayin Luk. So Mela, it's clear from here, the other Mokoyers also bring the Chidul, that there's no problem in doing a mitzvah before a brucha. The only problem is you don't want to be mevatel the brucha, so you should make a brucha. But if for any reason you can't make a brucha, there's no issa to do a mitzvah before a brucha. Limud HaTorah is Yod HaIssa. In the end of Siman Memvov said Ferish, one mustn't learn before Berachas HaTorah. So let's say if you haven't got a siddur, you don't know Berachas HaTorah by heart, you're not allowed to learn, you're stuck. The Lushna Shechon Oruch, in the end of Siman Memvov, Lo Yikru Psikim Koidim Berachas HaTorah. So I want to suggest the following. When you learn Siman Memvov, Mem Zayin, the first, as we started this year today, it's a continuation of the end of Memvov. In Memvov state, you mustn't learn Torah without a brucha. Then the Machaba says, "Hamaharab b'divrei Torah ain letzurach levurach." He doesn't mean there's no brucha on here. There's no issa. The issa which I said a few minutes ago in the end of Siman Memvov that you're not allowed to learn Torah without a brucha. And here you are allowed to. Of course, you should make a brucha because you don't want to be mevatel the brucha. But if for any reason you can't make a brucha, you don't know the brucha by heart. You should be maharab b'Torah. You're not allowed to learn Torah prepare. That's the issa. That's the issa to learn Torah before. But mahara, and according to what we said before, it's very medik. The Shagas Ari explains machaber is talking about the raisa. Kishem Hashem ekel v'goyda lekeini. That is the raisa. The brucha on hira is only drabonon and berachas hamitzvahs. The rest is nafkamina. Berachas hamitzvahs, as we said before, you can do a mitzvah without a brucha. It's not nishkeferach. You can't. So that it fits in very well that in Siman Memvov, state Amatulish Redden Divra Torah without Berachas HaTorah, because Kishem Hashem Ekle Vigod Al Kani, there's an Issa before. But then the Machaber says, Hamaharal, which doesn't say that, but I'm just adding, Hamaharal, which is also Berachas HaTorah, but that's not the Berachas HaTorah of Kishem Hashem Ekle. It's the Berachas HaTorah of Berachas HaMitzvahs. It's Oibazoi, it's not Ma'akev. If you're in a situation where you can't say the Berucha, be Maharal, the Berachas HaTorah. Every word of Torah is a mitzvah. Zam Maharal. According to that, is Eimediyek, the Rosh Nagamura. So we have two Bruchas. One is on the Cheshivas of Torah. It's a Bucha Boni, Makalo Amim, Gavaltik. The other is a Berachas HaMitzvahs, like all Berachas HaMitzvahs. Es kann sein, wenn die Gemur sich lebe euch bei der Tchille, imagine you walk into a Smedish, and you haven't yet said Berach HaTorah, and somebody saying a Drusha, a gewaltige Wort. By the time you say Berach HaTorah, you've missed it. So you want to chaparan, you want to hear what he's got to say. You're not allowed to, because Shemaya Ka'ina, it's as if you're saying, there is a to talk. If not for this, if it's just a Berach HaMitzvah, then it's gefährlich. You'll say Berach HaTorah a few minutes later. They said Berach HaTorah, but they weren't makpid not to learn before Berach HaTorah. If the situation came for whatever reason, they were stuck, they couldn't yet say Berach HaTorah, they would learn in the meantime. What's so gefährlich? If it's just Hiller, it's takalish gefährlich. But if it's Dibber, that means they didn't understand the chshivas of Hashem Baruch Abunim B'Kol Amim. They considered Berach HaTorah as Berach HaMitzvah. They said Berach HaTorah. They said all the bruchas, but they said it as Berach HaMitzvah. Now, the commitment is that if it's only Berach HaMitzvah, it's possible, you're allowed to learn before Berach HaTorah if you've got the Breira. But if it's a Berach HaShabuch Abunim, you're not allowed to. They didn't understand that this, that you must learn, you mustn't learn before Berach HaTorah, you must first say Berach HaTorah, then say Berach, and then learn, because they didn't understand the Chashivus. They said Berach HaTorah, but they said it as Berach HaMitzvus. The Nafka Men is, if you're allowed to learn before, or the Lish. It's like for himself, I must say, he also says the same as the Netziv, that the Vilna Gaon, and the Mechabad says it's a chiyev alsa. Kishem Hashem Ekev Gudel Kaini, and the Vilna Gaon is only Berachas HaMitzvus. By the way, I saw that Reb Chaim Knievsky said the Vilna Gaon did not mean Berachas HaMitzvus, he meant Mamish Berachas HaTorah, different than the Nesiv. But the Kiryas Yaakov says, he wants to say it, and he's choizer. He says it doesn't seem to be this Berachas HaMitzvus, because he brings as a Tor and the Bes Yosef. I'm on for Zion, by the way. They say, why is there no brucha on bittel chometz? We make a brucha on bdikas chometz. I say that shulim mitzvahs tzivuni on bittel chometz, the beer chometz, because the bdik is the beginning of the seifa. So it's one brucha which goes till after the seifa. But there's no brucha on bittel chometz. Look to Tor, we don't find Zion. ואם תאמר, יבורך על ביטל חומץ, ויש לו אימא, משום זה ביטל הווה בלב, ואין מבורכן על דבורם שבלב. You don't make a brucha which on a mitzvah which is בלב. So the type that says, it's not mistava, that when the Vilna Gaon says, you have to say ברכת התוירה, on Hira, it's ברכת המצוות, because the Tor and the Besosa both say, there's no such thing as a brucha on a mitzvah to בלב. So I think, כנזן, שאין חלקני בזה שכו, everybody's got his chayt v'ktoyah. The Nesiv does say it's a Berach HaMitzvus. It's kenzan, pshat hazoi. What's this taka the svura, the Torah of Yosef, that you don't make a brucha on a mitzvah which is belayf? Is the mitzvah less chushiv? Is hirat divra toyah less chushiv than the tilat yadai? Well, it's not for us to measure, but in twice, Talmud Torah Kilei Kilam applies to hirat also. So why don't you make a brucha? Because it's not belayf, it's a shvachar brucha, why should there not be a brucha on it? We know the well-known problem which you have, you take Arba Minim, you pick it up. If you do it, pick it up the proper way, you haven't made the brucha yet, you've been Yotza. So we have to make all types of patents and turn the Esrog the other way around, or the Hepech Kabuna. We try and find ways out that we shouldn't have a problem over Lassi Yusin. Once you pick it up, you've been Yotza, you can't make a brucha, and if you make a brucha, it's a brucha levatula. So we have to find ways to make sure that you haven't been yotze before the brucha. Imagine the person going to make bittel chometz. I'm going to now decide that chometz is gornish, but gornish, gornish. By that thought itself, he's already been battle. It's already butl. He makes a brucha afterwards. Or the mushal of which the Kivayga brings about being teirim trimmer. Affect the kasha when you're teirim trimmer, you can also do machshava. I want to plan this is going to be trimmer, that's going to be chivim. So he said, in fact, you shouldn't make a brucha because it's a mitzvah which can be done by masuva. There also, once you go, then you decide, this is going to be the chilim, the trim, this chilim. By the thought itself, it might already happen. So you've got a problem of Eivim Lasiusen. So Chazal didn't want to be mesakan a brucha on a mitzvah, which you can be makai behirah, because you might do that hirah Before, when you say, L'shamich, what am I going to do? I'm going to be about the chumot. I'm going to be about the chumot. You're already thinking about it. That decision might already be the mitzvah. So then you've got a bruch al-vatula. They didn't want to make a bruch on such a thing. That's only shayach by a mitzvah, which you do once. Once you've done it, it's done. Divra Torah, if you mahara, every minute, every word is a new mitzvah. So what's the mahara? I'm making a brucha for Hira Divra Torah. And what's the mahara? He might be mahara before the brucha. So what? It's still over as you and because every second of Torah, every minute of Torah is a new mitzvah. It's mahara. So on that kenzan, even on Hira Divra Torah, it's shaya to machan brucha's hamitzvahs.
We'll do bittul chometz. Let's say after we do Shrefa. Yeah, you have to do it afterwards. So a guy says to everybody, he knows every Erev Pesach, that at 10:20 I'm burning the chometz, and at 11 o'clock I'm going to be mevatel my chometz. Yeah? If somebody would steal that chometz before then, before 11 o'clock, he would be a ganav.
Yeah, because
right? So I'm only. The fact that I have in mind that I intend to be mevatel chometz isn't already bittul to say it's over last year, yeah. Not over last year.
If I tend to do it tomorrow at 11 o'clock, but if I tend to do it now, and I'm already planning, my child asks, what do you mean, Daddy? You're going to make bittul, what are you going to do? I'm going to say the chometz, I'm going to sweat, I don't care, it's meaningless.
11 o'clock,
but,
we all get the machzorim out, we're going to say kol chamiyo.
Yeah, but when he takes the machzorim, he's about to say the bruch, and the child asks him, what do you make the bruch about? The mitzvah, which mitzvah? And he explains it. At that stage, it can become bruch. It can't become bruch. So if I'm going to sweat, I don't care, it means nothing to me, a few broken biscuits there, I couldn't care.
From 11 o'clock, from when I say the nusach.
Yes, but he might be saying
until that time, it's mine.
But it might be after 11 o'clock, his son is standing there and asks him what's going on, and he explained it. I'm going to tonight.
So he explained it to his son, and he never said, Kol Chamiyo Vachamiyo. Was he
Mevatel Chometz? It could be it's already considered a Chometz. But he had a bit of a life. He's Mevatel, but he's a Gunish Met. He was Megal Adas, he was a Gunish Met. Kent HaKazan, Shetakayo. If he decided he's going to do it and he didn't say the words, bit of a life. Right, Rukovat Yom Tov, Sukkos. I said once here that
Shavuos,
yeah. I said once here about that there were niflaf in the Klozm group, but I'll maybe explain it a bit more. But we learned this yesterday. Bechakoy said Medina Gemura, because Tichle Shuno Bekulay Seil. What's the Kluulas? What's the Kluulas? Chucha. What's the Shuno? Because Shavuos. In the Doinim are Pailus Ilan, that's a type of a Rosh Hashanah. Pailus Ilan, we say this is Pailus Ilan, Rosh Hashanah. We have a different idea of Rosh Hashanah. The Emes is written in Sfurim, you see, Sfas Emes brings to Shtak of Makoyres, that on Shvias, everybody is done, the person, the Chadisha Torah of the next year, the ability, the possibility to learn, this for Shtak, Dan Lamench, I've done Torah for the ganze year, it's a Rosh Hashanah. Pailus Ilan, fruit, you know, so you can manage without fruit also. You know about the Klozm group, I think I should give a shiklak duma. We learned yesterday, Mechakoy said to Elayhi, Shati Amelem B'Toyra, when the Satsi Gishmechem B'Itzam, the Rishonim ask, Scha Mitzvah B'Hai Al Meleka. It's not a great kasha because a child in school said to me, Parasayim B'Oil Mazeh, maybe the Gishmechem, all these things, only the Parasayim, the Kain is L'Oil Mavu, it's a richtig attendance. But Ramban himself, and you look in later, because from Mishloch Moshe and Noch, they explain it, the Ramsatik Shmechem Be'etam is Kanisim. It's a Derech HaTeva. It won't be disturbed. They'll have the normal Seder. There'll be no disturbance in the Seder. There'll be plenty. The Rabbeinu Shem created the world. He created the world, all that goes with it. Behem is Chayes V'Oifus. They've got no problem with Parusa. They find it easily. I don't know, I'm not in this, but according to what I understand, a behind a chai of oifus fish never die from hunger. Maybe they die from diseases, but hunger, I think the fish, they've got plenty. And the Mishnah flicked the kasha, so tachas abri is the mensch. And the mensch has to struggle to make his palusa, the shwe arbitans get the shwe. What's going on here? The Mishnah flicked the kasha. Who's? The mensch taklula from Zayas Apecha Teuchalecha. Then the Masba Zoi, it's a pusik shlem amelach tuk, udom l'umo yilot. Klula, you have to have umo. But it doesn't say what umo. It is umo and diamonds and property, umo. Ashul bai, it's gezint, all types of umo. Zayas Apecha Teuchalecha, it was to do umo. To do ein dach, umo la teure. if a person directs or diverts, I don't know what the right word is, the umma which he has to have into Torah, Ashri Misha Amul Loi, doesn't say Ashri Misha Umma Batorah, Ashri Misha Amul Batorah, the umma which he has to have on this world, he puts it into Torah, so he's already taking away the umma there. Once he's got the umma there, he doesn't need the umma in other places. It doesn't pshat. In Chesed Taleich Sheti Amel Batorah, the Mamela will start. We're not talking about Schar, we're not talking about Nisim, but Derech HaTeva, it'll walk like animals of God's will to eat. The grass and everything is there, and the fish and the vas al ma'alazachan. The men also, is in Bechikoisa Taleicha, you put your umal into Torah, you won't need umal in other places. So then, so the problem we've said the following, we live in a different world, not so long ago, maybe 100, 200 years ago, until then, or before the Industrial Revolution, I suppose, most of the palusas was agriculture. The field, people worked in the field. In agriculture, there's two parts, there's two types. So you do the sudois and kulumim, the fields and the padais and orchards. In a field, every year you have to start from scratch, chayrish, zaydaya, 11 shvera maluchos till you get a piece of bread. From chayrish till the other end, three quarters of the year you're busy working hard in the field. An orchard, you got to, if you invest in a estric orchard nature store, it's kind of an investment. Nothing much to do there. Just you have to prune it from time to time. It's probably have to spritz up a little against insects. There's no, you don't have to every year start from scratch. It's a sachalach to the panusa. But Shvi'a is the time we have a frisha kabbalah satori. When she comes again, he used to say that every Shvi'a the Boishim comes to every Yid and says, are you prepared to say Na'as HaVinishma? And we have to respond, you are Na'as HaVinishma. How much we undertake that our umal should be in Torah, we'll need less umal in Palus and other Zachen. So Shvi'a Nedoinen al Peiris Ilan. We should have a panusa, which is Paris Inn, represents the easy panusa, not the schwerer panusa fin the chris in the felder. That is b'atzeres, but from the makabel the old teira is nedoinen. We should have an easier panusa when the satzik is meichem beitam. Let's finish off with a vort, which I think is a good vort. It's bekannt. The hachune for kabbalas teira between many hachunas is the night. Stating there, could is a night from the kabbalas teira for shvius berach kimsel up in the shemaim. A Gewaltig Gericht Tahara is great to see jede mensch towards Kabbalah Satoira. So the meeting is to be up that night and Melet, Tikkun. There are two Minhugim. There's those who say Tikkun, Shvius. The Shluach Kudosh brings Gewaltig Gericht Zachen. The beginning, the end of every Seder, the beginning of Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Ksav. The Seder, Tikkun, Shvius. And then there's those who learn Brach Gemura, Amayla Batoira. The Vilna Gaon did say, Tikkun Leil Shvius. His Grosser Talmud, the Dibna Magid, didn't. So they asked Dibna Magid and Rebbe the Vilna Gaon said Tikkun Leil Shvius. Why? So in the typical way of the Dibna Magid, he gave a mussel. He said a mensch living there in a little village didn't know much was going on. He went to town, wanted to learn a little trade. He went into a shop where they sell wallpaper. He sees how they take out big books with the samples and here and there, and people choose what they want to make an order, kadayma. So he thought that's the way to make panusa, so he bought a whole lot of these books of samples, and he opened the shop of a Gunish Vet. The samples only represent if you've got a warehouse with a schoel. If you haven't got a warehouse with a schoel, the samples are meaningless. So he said, the Vilna Gaon got a warehouse of Torah, gan so you at the grand color to the killer. So as Kim to Shvius, give a sample, a bissel chemish, a bissel nach, a bissel mashnais, he gives samples. Zuktav Zich, or even the Sinis, says, okay, just the sample itself is meaningless, no point in it. It's like the Master Zakasha, when he was on the Minig, Befrat Machsidim, Stark Makvit, a greater skiller to say, Tikkun Leil Shvius, effect like this Akasha. If it's just samples without, tell us to say, push it. You know, Rosh Hashanah, take Rosh Hashanah, Mamish, Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishri. There's two parts of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Eibush has done the mensch, how he spent the last year. I've provided you last year with all that I've given you. What did you do with it? So Rosh Hashanah has done the mensch. And Nachazach Rosh Hashanah has done what's going to be next year. There's a nice salute in Kasivin, Bashan Kasivin, Kamayechia, Kamazim, Mi Yudim, and so on, Miyan and Miyoshel. There's two parts of it. So Bazach is Shvius. Bazan the Mensch, I said, I gave you a year of Gazint and the basics what you need to have. How did you spend it? How much Torah did you learn? Achiv the rice of a gisa by yom v'layla. Shechnuch shtayt. A person has to have a kviyas itim by yom and another kviyas itim by layla. Did you use the potential I've given you so much good? How do you use? That's one part. The other part is mizdan the minch of the next year. It's for semish shtayt. His courage to be mechadish in Torah. The mechadish in Torah is shviyas. It's mizdan the minch. How much is going to be mechadish Torah? Kadoyim. There's two parts of it. When somebody is buying schoira, if somebody is selling schoira, he has to have the backing of the warehouse, just to have the sample that goes with. When you're buying schoira, you make an order, you make a chasna, you go to Nachmarayach, and you make a menu, you taste a bit of this, a bit of that, this I do want, this I don't want. The one who's buying only needs to taste the samples. So the one who's selling has to have the backing of the warehouse. The one who's buying doesn't need that. So for the Vilna Gaon, they were done, how did he spend his last year? So you had the backing of a whole year, he's showing the samples. We don't dare to do that. Samples that we did last year, not good enough. But Emes Kanev Al Timko, Tamiri, we want to be Toyim. We are making an order for the next year. In the order, you don't need to have the Gansas Chori, just taste the samples. We taste a bit of chemish. Rabbeinu Shalom, I want chemish. I want Rashi. I want Mishnah. So it's, if we're tasting for the future, for buying, there's no problem if you're only tasting the samples. So our shvius, we dare not say Rabbeinu Shalom to show off what we did the last year. The Vilna Gaon could show off what he did last year. We don't dare to do it. But for us and for the next year, we can. According to that, is the minig. Steve was talking a minute. Says so the tikkun of shvius is yesh mukam azeh nismach.
Ich kann nicht.